Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape, Drive Time, welcome back. The Zimbabwean government have announced the dismissal of Emmerson Mnangagwa as vice president for showing, quote, traits of disloyalty, unquote. The expulsion yesterday removed a potential successor to the old 93-year-old Mr. Mugabe. Online is Dr. Fatunde Mwinga, independent political analyst. Dr. Fatunde, welcome to the show.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Did you expect President Mugabe to fire his vice president, or is this the voice of the wife of the president talking?
Well, it is the voice of the wife, Grace Mugabe, talking, and of late this voice has taken the center stage. Of course, it was expected that eventually the man was going to fall. But I guess we all thought it would all happen at the Congress, because you know, all signs were showing that was the eventuality, but not as sudden as it just happened.
Does this tell us that Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa was in fact proving to be a real threat? Because Mr. Mugabe, during his career, or the Mugabes, have been quite ruthless if they've seen anybody who provides the sniff of opposition to them. They've done away with them very quickly.
You see, the challenge is Mnangagwa himself, he has never verbally, you know, said so.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is the problem which the ruling party, has entertained. There was they remained silent about the succession issue, and by so doing, time is also running out for the president in terms of age, and the natural cause, of course. So the idea now was people within the system were trying to strategically position themselves in one way or the other. And I guess Mnangagwa was also trying to strategically position himself for the eventual decapitation, in a way, or incapacitation of the president.
So the vice president of Zimbabwe now, Mr. Mnangagwa, he's out in the cold, it seems. But do you think, is he going to stay in politics? Is he going to fight the elections in another name, in another party? Because, you know, from the distance, it doesn't look to me as if he's going to go away in a hurry. Is he now going to divide the ZANU-PF?
Yeah, definitely there's an impact on the party. Definitely the party will never be the same, especially now. You see, if you had to analyze the trend, yeah, previously, I think end of 2015, it was Joyce Mujuru, the predecessor of Mnangagwa. And it happened that way. She was, there were all sorts of allegations against her, and she was fired. And Mnangagwa was also quite instrumental in the falling of Joyce Mujuru. Now it's his turn. and we don't even know who's next. And definitely the guns are, most likely the guns are going to the next person, because the whole idea is to position themselves. Each and every one of them, is trying to position themselves well within the system. And all of them, they are living on borrowed time. So, the party will never be the same, definitely. And there's all sorts of anxiety and speculation within the system.
Some people have suggested to me that even Grace Mugabe is on borrowed time, that if she doesn't get herself into a position of power, that her head could also roll, that she could in fact end up in the beautiful house that she's bought in Sandton with the Zimbabwean people's tax money.
Well, it could be true. In my own analysis, that makes a lot of sense. Because you see, the issue in Zimbabwe is the aspect of patronage.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone there, everyone within the ruling party, within the judiciary, within the military, intelligence, you name it, security, they are all living on borrowed time. That they derive their power from Mugabe, and if he simply says, you are no longer in power, no, you will simply fall, just like that. And the whole update was simply, and is simply to please the president. So it's more of patronage.
Yeah, patronage. Yes.
It's more of patronage. So everyone is standing because they're standing on the shoulders of Mugabe, and if they're asked to pave way, each and every one of them will become very, very powerless, including the wife as well.
Isn't that something that Mrs. Mugabe fears the most? That all these years she's enjoyed, again, going to Singapore on taxpayers' money again. She's had the best of life bossing her old husband around, but the minute he closes his eyes, Zimbabweans are going to turn against her.
There is that possibility, because these people, not only Grace, but I think the entire ZANU-PF elite, they have been thriving on taxpayers' money, and they would find their way out, even politically, even illegally, financially, they were covered. Or in fact, they are still covered. And now the challenge is we are sitting on a time bomb. You see, I mean, time is ticking, and in this case, it's ticking against. I'm not a prophet, but nature on its own, it signifies that. The president could be. He's almost there, to say the least.
Yeah, President Mr. Mugabe is 93 years of
age. Exactly. That says a lot even about the natural eventuality of him, passing away through death. So all these people, the whole idea is to position themselves, even Grace himself. They have amassed a lot of wealth, and they need to protect that wealth even in the absence of the husband. So the only way to protect that is the only way to protect their territory is to be in power.
And so I think what we can do, look forward to, I suppose, in the next couple of years is a lot more ex-Zimbabwean politicians in the coffee shops of Sandton and the V&A waterfront in Cape Town, because I'm sure both of us agree their days are numbered.
Yeah, true. True, it could be true, because in any case, I think the buying of these premises outside Zimbabwe, they are being done, or they are being done for a specific purpose in the future.
And that's to run away when the proverbial hits the fan.
Yes, I'm sure that is the case, because you see. The tensions between the two opposing parties within the ZANU-PF, it's clear that whoever loses could fail jail. They might face some jail terms, some legal accusations can be crafted against them. So the only way is to make sure that they plan for the future in the event that they don't succeed. Like there was the G40, there is the G40, there is the Lacoste, and they are all playing dead games against each other, trying to outdo each other, and definitely the loser will can't stay in Zimbabwe, and I'm sure even Mnangagwa, I'm sure he also has a second option out there.
Yeah. Dr. Fatunde Mwinga, political analyst, talking to us about President Robert Mugabe firing his vice president and talking about the Zimbabwean political landscape. Dr. Fatunde, thanks a lot for chatting to us. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much. Enjoy your time as well.